615, 1320 WILS. So big news today, the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe of Chippewa Indians announcing that the U.S. Department of Interior denied their land application to build a casino here in Lansing. James Nye is an attorney that works with the tribes that have been opposing this Lansing casino project for many years now, and he's here with us on WILS. James, great to have you here.
Hi, thanks for having me. It's great to be with you. Let me just quickly let you know I'm not actually an attorney, but you can refer to me as a spokesman for the Nottawaseppi, Huron-Band of Potawatomi, and the Saginaw Chippewa Indian Tribe.
Okay.
Both of which have been engaged in this Lansing casino issue and the Sioux Tribe's efforts to open casinos in general.
Now, in terms of your opposition, the tribe's opposition to the project, what's that based on? Why are you against this?
Because it's a misuse of a federal law that the Sioux Tribe is using, which is the Michigan Indian Land Claims Settlement Act, that had absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with gaming. The word casino or gaming, it can't be found anywhere in the law. This law was passed by Congress in 1997 to do nothing more than distribute land claim money to tribes in northern Michigan. It was not intended to provide those tribes with the opportunity to open off-reservation casinos over 300 miles away from the reservation. That is a very significant flaw in the proposed Lansing casino.
Mm-hmm.
And I would add that at the same time, this tribe is attempting to open a casino in Romulus simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, you know, it's a very significant move that they're trying to make by using, you know, this non-applicable land claim law to open up off-reservation casinos.
Is there any tribe that could, in your view, open a casino in Lansing that has the right to do that?
That would be very difficult under the law and the policies of the federal government, as well as the state compacting process with the gaming compacts.
So they're saying the land in Lansing, there's no real connection to any tribe whatsoever, so no one really can do that?
We've been clear from day one that this is not going to work. It's the wrong tribe. It's the wrong approach. They're using the wrong law, number one. They should be going through the more appropriate channels under what's called the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act. But we said this from day one. That was over 6 years ago. Day one was January 2012,
mm-hmm.
when the Sioux Tribe and Mayor Virg Bonero announced at the Lansing Center that they were going to break ground on a casino in 12 to 24 months.
Mm-hmm.
We said that is absolutely absurd,
yeah.
and it was. And today what happened is the Federal Department of Interior has rejected the land and the trust applications that were filed by the Sioux Tribe.
Yeah, on what grounds?
Using the land claim law.
And what did they say exactly?
The federal government said that you can't use the land claim law to attempt to consolidate and enhance your reservation when the parcel that you're trying to take into trust is over 300 miles away from your reservation.
Okay.
Because the Sault Ste. Marie Tribe is from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
They have no connection to the Lansing or Romulus area, not even a historical connection that they can prove. So that number one, is a big problem. And they try to claim that it's mandatory that the federal government act in a manner to take the land into trust. We've always argued that's not the case. And today, the Department of Interior agreed with us. Mm-hmm.
So the tribes you represent, they don't want a casino in Lansing, period, or they don't want this tribe building the casino? I'm trying to figure that out.
I don't know a hypothetical of would there be a tribe that could do this in a more, you know, legally appropriate way. Mm-hmm. That's unclear. It really is. But it's certainly not this tribe and not with this approach.
Mm-hmm.
I would add that this tribe has admitted using this approach, they could even open up casinos as far away as Cleveland or Detroit. Their tribal chairman went on the radio and he said that a couple of years ago.
Okay.
So that's why, you know, on our side, we've had Governor Rick Snyder, Attorney General Bill Schuette. We have the author of the land claim law, Dale Kildee, who stated in a letter to the Department of Interior that this is a completely wrong application of the law. Mm-hmm. And had Congress ever learned that there were going to be tribes that attempted to do off-reservation gaming under this act, that he would have never supported it, and it would never would have passed Congress.
So tell me this, James. So, they're going to continue to fight this. They say legally, administratively, or legislatively, they're going to pursue it. Mayor Bernero says they're not giving up. Would it require some kind of federal law change for them to actually be able to do this, or...?
They would have to change the federal law, and I don't think there's any way that Congress would do that to allow this tribe to open up off-reservation casinos all over the place, mm-hmm. hundreds of miles away from the reservation. So I don't think that is even a realistic thing to even discuss.
Yeah,
what they're going to do at this point is file a lawsuit in federal court that seeks to overturn the Department of Interior's decision. Mm-hmm. That's going to be a very steep hill for them to climb. The courts do give deference to federal agency actions. So this was a very important decision that was reached mm-hmm. by the Department of Interior after a careful analysis of the law. And we certainly applaud it.
Yeah,
we
think it was
legally sound.
Yeah, one more thing, James. You say hundreds of miles. What if it was 20 miles? Would that make a difference if they were 20 miles
away? It actually could make very well. Be viewed in a different manner under the law and the policies of the federal government. If they were trying to get land taken into trust, in the eastern Upper Peninsula where they're located, then that might not be a problem for them. We encourage them to do things in a more reasonable fashion.
Right.
Like that.
Well, this is a major development today. It's been going on for years, the attempt to build a Lansing casino. Today, the U.S. government saying, no, not happening. James Nye, spokesman for the tribes that oppose the Lansing casino project. James Nye on WILS. Thank you, James.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.